This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today's show comes to you from the 90th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. One of the highlights of the convention is always the Expo Hall, where over 450 vendors are on display for members to talk to and learn about career opportunities. This afternoon, we'll be talking with one of those vendors, and that's Ducks Unlimited. If you're walking around the convention center, you can hear duck calls down almost every hallway, so I wanted to find out a little bit more about Ducks Unlimited's mission. Today, we'll hear from two employees, starting with the manager of youth and education programs, Mark Horbitz. Mark, what message are you talking to FFA members about here at convention?
Our message, this is the sixth year that we've been here. We've learned a lot from the 6 years that we've been here at the Expo. Our message is a couple things. One, we want to teach them about what Ducks Unlimited is, what we're about, that we're a wetland conservation organization, and how they can play a role in our mission and what we're doing and when they grow up or when they and later on in life. We also want to help them to learn the opportunities and ways they can get involved in the organization from a volunteer standpoint as well.
So let's talk a little bit about everything you just mentioned. Our radio station and myself, I'm from Central Illinois. We've got local Ducks Unlimited chapters. What do you do, and what's your focus, what's your purpose?
Our purpose is wetland conservation. So what I do, I manage our youth and education programs, like you said, and we have fundraising chapters throughout the country, high school chapters, college chapters, as well as local adult chapters. So we have roughly 2,500 chapters across the country that host fundraising events throughout the year to raise money for our mission, which is wetland conservation.
And as you and I were chatting a little bit before the interview, is talking to these FFA members, they are some of your future landowners, and that's important to you guys.
It's very important for us. We work with private landowners every day. We do a lot of work in the conservation field or on the ground, but a lot of the primary focus that we have is with our private landowners. So we want to make sure that these young men and women understand what our mission is, what we do, and how we can work together to get there.
And just kind of a side note, talk to us a little bit about where Ducks Unlimited is headquartered and where you work out of.
Sure. So we're headquartered out of Memphis, Tennessee. We moved to Memphis from previously we were in the Chicago area, Illinois. We moved there in about 1992. We've had probably roughly 500 employees nationwide, and we've got about 120 that work right out of our headquarter office in Memphis.
Great. Thank you so much, Mark. We're going to talk with one of your coworkers now. We'll be talking with Andy Cooper. Andy, this is airing on a farm show. I've got a large farmer audience, and you are actually partnering, I guess we'll say, with farmers on a new project. So tell us about that.
For sure. So rice agriculture in particular is very good for waterfowl. It's grown in the Mississippi Alluvial Valley, the Gulf Coast of Louisiana and Texas, and the Central Valley in California, which are the three most important wintering areas for waterfowl. And rice lands provide basically working wetlands on the landscape. And so without rice, we really wouldn't be able to meet the objectives of the North American Waterfowl Management Plan. And so we work with USA Rice and rice farmers and a number of sponsors and supporters, including Walmart Foundation, Purina, Mosaic, a good number of supporters, to make sure that rice farmers not only can stay in business and be profitable, but they can do so in the most sustainable way possible. So we focus on things like water management and nutrient management and management infrastructure to try to make sure everything goes as smoothly and as sustainably as possible on rice farms.
So the farmers listening to this don't grow rice in Illinois, but we grow corn and soybeans and wheat. Tips for them or anything you'd like to say to them about wetland conservation or other things?
Sure. So farmers are some of our most important constituents because they are working the land. And so while wetlands can sometimes get in the way of producing on the farm, the best thing to do is maintain those wetlands and produce buffer strips around them. And that not only makes the land more sustainable, but it makes the water quality much better. And a lot of farmers are realizing that, and they're taking good care of the land.
So how is the duck population? Do you guys have statistics on that or any kind of an update you could give us?
Yes. 43 point something million this year was the breeding population survey. That's actually done by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. But it's a very healthy population, one of the higher population levels. We'll probably see some challenges to that with drier prairie cycles, because the prairie pothole region in Canada and U.S. is where waterfowl breed, and as those potholes dry out, we'll have less nest success. But for now, the population's really good.
Sounds great. Thank you both so much for your time. I guess either Mark or Andy, one of you could answer this. If someone would want to get involved with the organization, become a member, how can they get more information and do that?
Sure. So they can visit our website, ducks.org. There's a link on the website for them to click volunteer. They can enter their information, their name, cell phone, all that good stuff, and then we will have someone reach out to them. That's submitted online. Someone, either a regional director or someone that works at our headquarters office, will personally reach out to them, and we'll help them get involved with the chapter that way. And then also we have, of course, high school chapters, college chapters throughout the country. My information is on the website as well at ducks.org. We have a landing page for both our high school and college chapter programs that people can visit, get my email, cell number, whatever they feel most comfortable, and give me a call and we'll get them taken care of.
Mark Horbitz and Andy Cooper of Ducks Unlimited. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.